strap on the boots and scrape up the knuckles.
Oh, what a hit!
He got jacked.
This is the Big Red Rage with Kerry Rhodes. Presented by Santan Ford.
Picked up by Rhodes at the 25. Cuts left to the 20. To the outside 10. Rhodes to the 5. Touchdown! Kerry Rhodes!
The Rage is brought to you by Santan Ford. Santan Ford and the Arizona Cardinals. We do this together. University of Phoenix, the official education partner of the Arizona Cardinals. Bud Light, the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. And by Cardinals Podcast. Visit azcardinals.com/iTunes.
Bang! There it is.
Lobbing it far side. Picked off by Rhodes at midfield.
It doesn't get any better than that.
Temperature rising, vision blurring, rage taking over.
From Marley Sports Grill at the Chandler Fashion Center.
Hey guys, where else would you rather be?
Here's Paul Calvisi.
Get the popcorn ready. It's going to be a show.
And Kerry Rhodes.
Oh, hold that, boy. I'm on it. Let's go!
Unleash the fury!
Oh, I know there's a football happening in Green Bay tonight, yes. The eyes of the football universe on Lambeau Field, we know all about that. But you know what? A Thursday night NFL game doesn't mark the start of the season to us. Oh, no. The official kickoff of NFL 2011 is right here, right now, at Marley's in Chandler. It is the Big Red Rage. That's right. Let's hear it presented by Santan Ford. And folks, I'm more than ready. Who else is ready for regular season football? Come on now. Who is ready for some regular season football? Absolutely. Look at all the jerseys out there. Look at all the fans. And it is our honor this year, by the way, to be presented by Santan Ford. Tim Hulbeck and his crew in attendance. What an honor it is to be on board with them. And you know what? There's a lot more room up on this stage right about now. And we're going to get into some of the details exactly why. But we will mention this before we get to our brand new host. We are minus Ron Wolfley this evening, a first in the history of the Big Red Rage. And we could make a little joke that maybe Wolf didn't make the final roster, didn't break camp with the Cardinals, you know. Yeah, that wouldn't be cool, though. No.
He didn't make the cut. He didn't make it.
Maybe he's on the Big Red Rage practice squad or something, you know. Or maybe Adrian Wilson got sick of, you know, sharing number 24 with Wolf, and he just wore out his welcome.
No, you know what? He actually made the cut. We faked it to him. We said he's going to make the cut. He made the 54.
I see.
He made the 54.
And then we went play action and faked it to him. But actually, it's a big honor for Ron Wolfley tonight. It has to do with Lambeau Field, the NFL kickoff to the season. We'll get to that. It was a very special pregame ceremony. You just heard the voice of our brand new host. Everybody, let's give it up for Kerry Rhodes.
Woo!
How fired up are you, by the way? Come on. How fired up are you?
Do you hear it in my voice? Hold on. One more time.
Yeah.
Woo!
Now, is that more about the start of the season or the Big Red Rage? Come on. It's got to be close in your mind, right?
It's neck and neck. It's neck and neck. It's neck and neck.
Thank you. It's sort of like what you guys do in the secondary for the Cardinals. You sort of disguise the coverage. You know, you and Adrian Wilson interchangeable at times, right? Mm-hmm. So we sort of did that from one season to the next. Hopefully we'll hear from Adrian Wilson a little bit later in this show. But, yeah. You know, we made that transition here, you know, one season to the next from the strong safety to the free safety and so forth. So, okay. How long did it take for you to go ahead and accept that baton when number 24 handed it your way?
Well, you know what? He made it easy for me. He didn't, you know, he did it last year. He did a good job. And, you know, a lot of the fans wanted me to come and do this a little bit. And I gladly accepted. And I asked him for his permission first. You know, he's a little bigger than me. So
yeah.
I had to ask for his permission because I didn't want to have any altercations.
As the longest tenured Cardinal as well. He sort of got that locker room cred as well, right?
He's the grandfather.
Yeah, he's got that locker at the end of the row there. It oozes status, I guess, is what it. Although, you realize your defensive coordinator called him a kid.
Yeah.
2 days ago at practice, afterwards, he said that kid who likes to come downhill. You realize he called him a kid.
He did call him a kid. That was just because, you know, once you get older, you want to hear that you're younger. So Coach just did that just for his mental psyche.
I see.
You know what I mean?
Just to appease his ego?
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we are talking about Adrian Wilson. He will join us right after this. We are talking to Kerry Rhodes. It is the Big Red Rage. It is presented by Santan Ford. And, folks, we are underway. We got a honking huge show straight ahead. We're going to get it all to you. We're going to look back. We're going to look ahead. We're going to look to Sunday, the Carolina Panthers and that rookie quarterback coming to town. Back right after this on the Big Red Rage. Regular season week 1.
And at strong safety from North Carolina State, number 24, Adrian Wilson.
Yeah! I always want to try to make myself that guy, being the guy that's going to go out there and set the tone for the defense.
Getting blooded up a little bit, homeboy. Oh, yeah, that damn arm went numb. I gave him a stinger down there. I want to hit. That's my job description.
I always try to let my play kind of dictate to the other guys, you know, how they should go about their business.
Hey, boy, I'm going to get you. That ain't nothing, homeboy. I told you, boy.
It ain't really trash talking to me. It's making my point.
Adrian Wilson came over the top and lowered the antlers.
You've been wired in to Adrian Wilson.
Believe it.
We'll never know the sensation of playing like Adrian Wilson, but that's what it sounds like to play like Adrian Wilson. That was him wired up a few years ago there, Kerry Rhodes. You know, how's it? I know you play next to him, but that's what it sounds like actually inside the uniform and helmet of one Adrian Wilson.
Yeah, I was scared hearing that when I heard it. I was like, ooh.
Maybe we should email that to Cam Newton, you know, put him on a double alert. You know, wouldn't be a bad idea there.
Easy.
Adrian Wilson is in the house, folks. How about it here on the Big Red Rage presented by Santan Ford? Not that you needed any help getting ready for the regular season, but was that a little kickoff for you? Is that a little catalyst for you hearing yourself in action?
Yeah, you know, I'm gonna turn me up, man. What's going on?
Right here. Oh. Right here. How about a little bit of this action?
Yeah,
there
turn
you
me
go.
Up a
there
little
you
quick.
Go. There you go.
But yeah, I'm very excited. You know, obviously I've been out the whole preseason, so getting a chance to come back with the guys and you know, just go out there and play football. I mean, I haven't played in, you know, over a month, so it's going to be good for me to get back out there.
But you got a decade in the league. How big a deal is missing 4 preseason games?
I mean, it's nothing like being in football shape. So being able to actually see the players line up, you know, the tempo of it all, and just being out there with the guys and hearing the crowd and things like that, I think those things are some of the little things that are missed. So, yeah, I'm going to be real excited to go get back out with the guys.
So we declare tonight's Big Red Rage the official start. Forget what's going on in Green Bay and Lambeau Field. This is the official start to the NFL season. Anything you need to impart or tell Kerry Rhodes as he embarks here on his season of the Big Red Rage?
I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, just be honest. And, you know, I always try to tell the fans how I felt. I mean, every Big Red Rage. So, you know, that's kind of my advice to them. Be honest and give the people what you would give your teammates.
That is true. Every single Thursday night, Kerry came up here and he was very forthright. You know, didn't matter win or loss, he was keeping it real. That was absolutely true, no doubt about it.
See, I'm going to have to learn that part because I don't like the losing part. So we're going to try to cancel that out, get back to the winning ways here again. So that's how it's going to be.
See, we're not going to be anywhere near the New York media. You had to deal with the New York media for several years. So it won't be anything like that, hopefully.
Yeah, the New York media, it's a different animal. Mm-hmm. I mean, I came here on my first press conference here, and I'm like, where's the rest of the media? So
right.
it was definitely a change of scenery for me, which is good.
Yeah, there's not 10 TV stations and 5 newspapers going at it cutthroat style in the media.
No.
By the way, what do you think, without Ron Wolfley here, is there a rhyme or reason to that dub? I mean, did he wear out his welcome with you and the whole 24 thing you had to share, you know, the number and all that, or are you all good with Wolf?
It's not sharing. Let's get that straight right now. He may have wore it first, but we're not sharing it.
By the way,
when I'm done with it, it'll be in the Raptors.
You got to get a 5th Pro Bowl this season. So, you know, we can shut Wolf up on the whole. You know, you got to give me 4 Pro Bowls. You know, you guys are tied. You got to break that tie this season. Can you do that for us?
I'm doing my best. Yeah. You know, I'm going to go out and, you know, it's for the team. It's not, you know, it's not individual efforts now. It's really a team effort. And, you know, if the team has success, then I think a lot of us individuals will have a lot of success.
I knew it was the start of the regular season when less than a week ago there, Kerry, and you were a witness to this, I got turned down for an interview by Adrian Wilson. So I know he was already in regular season mode. Have you seen a change in the personality at all in the last week or so?
No.
It was just me. Is that what you're saying?
It was just you.
It was just me.
He saw you coming, and it was right away. He said, no. I said,
I see. I got a thumbs down. Although, you know, I should have known because a week before that, you returned to practice up in Flagstaff, and then you had a little meeting in the media. You're up there on the Segway. You're really looking down on the media. Literally, you're looking down on the media. And, you know, usually you guys field the questions, but you were more on the offensive with your own questions. Let's listen back to that from Flagstaff.
Everybody decided?
I think everybody's excited.
Did anybody doubt? Anybody have any doubts? Maybe you can't?
I had today in the pool.
Yeah, maybe you.
Had a little bit of doubt?
I had some doubts.
When you?
I was doubtful because...
What about you, Philly?
I had some doubts.
Anybody else? You?
No, not at all.
What about you, Dan?
I had doubts this year.
Of course you did. All you guys are haters.
Just because we doubt doesn't mean we hate.
Of course, you're a hater.
What do you think of that, Gary? He's going first name basis. He's just going right or left to right. He's just calling everybody out individually.
What about you, Paul?
Yeah, exactly.
What about you, Kirk?
We're just go out here around the crowd right now. What you enjoy, at times, you enjoy sparring with the media, don't you?
Oh, yeah, it's great. It's great fun because you guys take it so serious. And, you know, I mean, it's fun to have those times like that with you guys. And, you know, it might go on my reel as one of the best real Adrian Wilson moments of my 11-year career here.
I see.
That's probably up there, probably number two or three.
So you're keeping score, sir, in your head, the real Adrian Wilson moments.
Yeah. You know, okay. The real Adrian Wilson moments. I mean, those are great.
What else comes to mind? Anything? What else would be right up there vying for the top spot? Anything else that comes to mind immediately?
I think probably my first Pro Bowl, you know, when I made my first Pro Bowl, I had a meeting with the media then, and they started hating then. You know, they felt a certain way about me making it, and you know, I had a little media thing then, and it's a couple of other ones. I mean, you know, it's been a long history here, so.
So, Kerry, you've gotten to know this guy pretty well. Would I be risking my own well-being if I said the media is a big reason he's the player he is? Because the media motivates this guy.
Yeah, I mean, just for me being here 2 years, I see that, first of all, I see that you guys are scared of him. I've learned that right away.
Have you ever seen it when I go up to ask an interview, and most of the time he says no. Yeah. But if I get a yes, then like 200 other media members just flock in, hone in on my interview, because they're scared to ask him themselves.
Yeah, they're like... They really want to interview him because his locker's right next to mine. So I kind of get it just like off a sympathy thing. They'd be like, okay, let's just interview Kerry now.
No.
So, you know, they go to him first and it's like, okay, he's not going to do it. So let's Kerry do it because he's going to talk.
Yeah, but they do know you don't quite have that edge with him. They figure their odds of success are better with you than Adrian Wilson.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Tell me anything.
That is a little bit of that. You got some mileage on Kent there, by the way. Kent Summers, the beat writer. You enjoy targeting him, don't you?
Yeah, Kent's the easy target. I mean, he wears his emotions on his sleeve. He gets mad. Then the next day, he talks all types of trash about you in the paper. So, you know, it's cool. I'm not tripping.
That's solid. All right, well, it is Adrian Wilson and Kerry Rhodes. It is the Big Red Rage presented by Santan Ford. And, yes, we are T-minus 3 days and counting from the start of the NFL season. We're gonna go ahead and focus in on Kerry Rhodes, and he's got his own highlights to come. And then Ron Wolfley, folks, he will be accounted for in this edition of the Big Red Rage presented by Santan Ford. You will hear a special taped message from Ron Wolfley before he left for Lambeau. That is next, back after this at Marley's and Chandler.
Great play by Kerry Rhodes. Taken down at the 30-yard line by Kerry Rhodes.
How about Kerry Rhodes?
And it's recovered by Kerry Rhodes at the 41-yard line of Arizona.
Fumble ball rolling around and picked up by Rhodes at the 25. Cuts left to the 20, to the outside 10. Rhodes to the 5. Touchdown! Kerry Rhodes!
Oh, man!
Kerry Rhodes has the football. He's running to the sideline. The fans are loving it.
And the fans here at Marley's and Chandler loving it. Kerry Rhodes, Adrian Wilson, week number one of the Big Red Rage presented by Santan Ford. So let's see here, Kerry. If we were keeping score at home last season, a career-high 111 tackles. You had 4 fumble recoveries. You had a team-high 4 interceptions. In fact, you were the only guy in the NFL to record at least 4 picks and 4 fumble recoveries in 2010. So where would that season rank for you?
It wasn't that great. We didn't win. So, I mean, all the stats are great. The numbers are great. Individually, it was good for me to have like a bounce back year or whatever you want to call it. But as far as the numbers, it doesn't matter. If we win, I'll take the wins over 111 tackles any day.
How much farther along are you with the season under your belt? You know, with the Cardinals. I mean, compare this time a year ago versus right now.
Well, I mean, I'm comfortable now. This is AZ is home now. So, I know last year it was me just coming out here trying to adjust and fit in and be one of the guys, but now Arizona's home for me. I mean, I call it home now, and it's been great. The fans here are great as well. I mean, the fans show a lot of support, and I know we'll be seeing that game one in in the nest. We'll see that.
No doubt. Yet another sellout was declared today. So every single Cardinals game, preseason, regular season, postseason in the history of University of Phoenix Stadium has been a sellout. How about the chemistry between you two guys, Adrian? I mean, you and Kerry, I mean, where are you guys right here versus a year ago? You guys light years ahead after playing a whole season under your belt?
I think we are. You know, even though I missed time with the injury and just being able to be out there at practice and just see the guys move around, it's new to everybody. So that's kind of the good thing is, you know, the whole defensive playbook, everything defensively is new. So to kind of learn with the guys in meetings and, you know, watch the stuff on tape. But it's nothing like getting physical reps and being out there with the people that you're going to play with. So from that standpoint, you know, I was able to practice for, I guess, the last 3 weeks. And, you know, the chemistry's been good. And we'll just continue to hone in on it tomorrow. And come Sunday, we'll be ready to go.
How's he look here? Especially the last couple of days. You guys are at practice. I mean, Russ factor, come on, keep it real. How's he looked?
Oh, I'll keep it real. I think he's ready. I mean, you never know how things will go once games start. I mean, he hasn't, he hasn't played in the actual game, so he hasn't had the physical contact yet. But as far as moving around, he looks good. He looks like he's around 25 years old.
Beautiful. Although, once again, Ray Horton called him a kid. So what are we going to see on Sunday, guys? You know, Ray Horton, I mean, everyone's talking about Kevin Cobb. Obviously, the quarterback's always the focus. But this is going to be a brand-new defense in a lot of ways, isn't it, Kerry?
I think the fans need to get ready to see some exciting football from that side of the, field. I mean, we've worked hard this offseason. We haven't had an offseason together, but all of us collectively, individually, has done what it takes to get it done. And now that we're working together, learning the whole playbook, and we got all our stuff ready to go, there's going to be fireworks on that side of the ball.
In fact, you have almost the whole team here tonight. Go ahead, name some names, Kerry. Who's in attendance here tonight? Who would we find out in the crowd?
Beanie here. Steve Williams.
Patrick Peterson's here.
Mm.
Steve Williams.
Mike Adams here.
Jersey Shore.
Our new fullback. We call him Jersey Shore.
Oh, yeah. Anthony Sherman is now known as Jersey Shore.
Every time we see him, we fist pump.
I see. Yeah. I see. Is that good or bad?
I mean, it's good.
It's good for him.
I see.
They're popular.
I see. That's solid. Okay. You know who's not here?
Brandon Keith's here, too.
Brandon Keith. Yeah, BK's over there. Absolutely. Big time. You know who's not here is Ron Wolfley. And once again, we were joking earlier, but it's a big time honor for Ron Wolfley, selected by the Cardinals to represent the organization in a special pregame ceremony at Lambeau tonight. There was one representative per team. I mean, some of the luminaries of the game. Ron Wolfley there on behalf of the Cardinals, hoisting the flag, the fan flag on behalf of the team. But before he left, I'm told he taped a message. I haven't heard this yet. Go ahead, guys, if we can roll that. Wolf, a little shout out here on the Big Red Rage.
Uh-oh. Hey, guys, I'm sorry I can't be with you tonight for the Big Red Rage, but I'm in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and hoisting the colors at Lambeau Field for the Arizona Cardinals. I'm excited to have Kerry Rhodes hosting this year's Big Red Rage, even though I will miss Adrian ripping on Paul the entire show. I'll see you next week, though. Until then, here's hoping your hair never looks like Paul's helmet.
Okay, see, we didn't need that. We just, you know, Kerry, that's just a blind. He does it from two time zones away.
Hey, he's
you know, I mean, he's a real tough guy when he's two time zones away. He wouldn't say that if he was here in person now, would he, Adrian? He wouldn't dare say something to my face about like that. Well, yeah, maybe he would.
Yeah, he would.
He probably
That's
would.
That's the thing, he would.
Yeah. What are you going to miss the most about the Big Red Rage this year? I mean, every Thursday night, you look forward to it. You brought it a year ago, even though you never told us about your injury. You know, you concealed that. I can't believe you never told us about that.
But I don't know what you're talking about.
The injury?
Yeah, I don't.
You still won't confess to it.
Because you're still talking about it.
I see. Okay. Well, you told the rest of the media after the season, but you never told us here. You know, you kept that to yourself.
Well, unfortunately, the Big Red Rage was over with after the season.
I see.
It was going to be a big announcement at the end.
I see. That's how it works. Yeah. See, I'm seeing this. You guys are running the two-man game on me. I'm seeing how this is working.
Hey, Rashad Johnson just walked in too, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Some more name dropping as well. All right.
Shout out.
You want to know about a franchise quarterback? Ask the defensive backs. We're going to talk Kevin Cobb and this Cardinals team this season ahead. It is the Big Red Rage presented by San Tan Ford.
Second and 10 of the Cardinal 20. Snap to Cobb. Pumps left, looking deep, firing middle of the field for Fitzgerald. He caught it at the 40. Running away from a defender at the 20 to 10. Touchdown! Kevin Cobb, an 80-yard touchdown pass to
defense.
You know, the long off season of thinking where I'm going to be and how it's going, you know, how it's going to turn out. All that comes to focus now, and now we can just focus on the game, which is what players want anyways. They just want to get back to the game, roll around week 16, week 17, and see where we're at, and hopefully we're playing the tournament.
There you go. Kevin Cobb, and with each passing touchdown this season, Wells Fargo will donate $500 to the Team Up for Schools Fund, which donates money to local public schools. Wells Fargo, together, will go far. Together we are on the Big Red Rage. Paul Calvisi alongside Kerry Rhodes and Adrian Wilson, presented by Santan Ford. In fact, it is time for It's All About You, presented by Santan Ford. And if it's all about Kevin Cobb when the Cardinals take the offense, you know, take the field on offense on Sunday against Carolina. So, I mean, Kerry, give us a scouting report. What you've seen so far from Kevin Cobb?
Well, I think he's been a great leader. He's come in and learned the playbook, meshed in with his teammates well. So he has those intangibles, and he comes out. As a passer, he's one of the best passers I've seen in person. I mean, he can make every throw. He can throw the deep ball, intermediate. He can do it all. So I'm excited to see what he can do. And I think one of the most exciting things I saw from him this preseason, I think it was the first game against Oakland. It was like 3rd and 5, and he was able to get out the pocket, run, and get a first down using his leg. So that's one of the things that as a defense, you'd like to see those guys keeping the chains moving. So he's done a good job.
Yeah, the timing, the accuracy, absolutely, the mobility. You know, when he came out of Philadelphia, and maybe this is a byproduct, you tell me, Adrian, of the system, the West Coast system, they run a lot of the short dump passes, et cetera, but the question mark on him was, could he throw downfield? And I've seen no evidence of that whatsoever. I mean, he's thrown downfield several times. You just heard the big hookup there with Larry Fitzgerald, 80 yards worth in the preseason. Where do you think that came from?
Well, first of all, you guys question that, the media. So,
right.
Once again, that's you guys turning negative on a guy that's really one of his stronger points.
I see. So, okay.
Can I get an interview? No.
No.
That's why I got an interview right there.
So, to make a long story short,
okay.
Kevin's been great for us, just his leadership. Him being able to, like Kerry said, learn the playbook and just get guys lined up and know where he's going with the football and get it out of his hands quickly. And, we're just looking forward to Sunday and, you know, Kevin doing his thing, me and Kerry doing our thing, and just winning. You know, that's the bottom line, really, is just winning football games.
You know, guys use the word leadership. Guys have said, you know, he commands the huddle. How vital is it in football that there has to be that confidence or that belief in the quarterback? Because it seems like the Cardinals have that again, maybe the first time since Kurt Warner.
It's big. I mean, when you look in your quarterback's eyes and know that he's confident, I mean, that permeates through the rest of the huddle. And I think he has that. He has a little extra as well. Like, you can see him. He's on the field. He's talking back and forth to the defense. He has that it factor. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what you like as a quarterback.
What do you think about the receivers, Adrian? I hate to go there, but, you know, one of the biggest questions, at least the most persistent question that Ken Wisenhunt got in August was, do you need a number two receiver? We know about Fitz. What have you seen from, you know, Andre Roberts? What have you seen from Early Doucette and the other guys at receiver?
Well, when you have a number one like Fitz, you really don't need a two.
Seriously?
I mean, let's just be real.
Yeah, man.
You know, you really don't. Andre Johnson doesn't have a two.
True.
You
True.
Know, let's, yep. let's, you know, Calvin Johnson doesn't have a two.
True.
Okay. Yep. Okay then.
Okay.
Let's talk real talk here. And you know, let's be real football analysts.
Okay.
You know,
I'm sweating a little bit up here.
I'm just keeping it real.
That's the way it works, Gary. I take one for the media. I represent the media pencil next, I take the beat down.
Well, we have compliments to Larry, and it's not going to be a one-man show, obviously, but we have compliments to what Larry does, and that's something that, you know, I guess every team knows, but you have to stop it. Like, that's the thing with defensive teams. When you know you have a number one receiver, if you pay so much attention to that number one guy, then the other guys are going to kill you. And that's how you kind of got to look at it.
For the first time, you're the longest tenured Cardinal entering your 11th season. For the first time in decades, though, the Cardinals have a bona fide weapon at tight end, a pass-catching weapon. What do you guys think about Todd Heap? And then, I mean, it's a deep position as well. How is that going to, I don't know, revolutionize the offense in a way, having that option for Kevin Cobb at tight end?
Well, I mean, he's a chain mover. I mean, whenever you have a guy like Fitz who can stretch the defense and make the big play. You got to have guys that can do the dirty work for you. And when you have a tight end like Heap that can do that, can work over the middle, make the tough catches over the middle. Like I said, just keep the chains moving. It's great to have. He's also a nice little sidekick to have to get first downs for Cobb, you know, to get his confidence going as well.
By the way, what kind of season is Larry Fitzgerald going to have? I mean, based on the preseason, I mean, some of those one-handed grabs, the 80-yard touchdown, I mean, what's he poised for this year? You care to speculate, Kerry?
No, I don't want to put any pressure on him. I mean, because I think the contract did that already. So I think I'm just going to let him tell you guys if you see him.
Yeah, but I mean, anything in the vicinity, you know, it is amazing the hands on that guy, isn't it? I mean, so Patrick Peterson is here, and some of the young cornerbacks, you've seen it year after year. What do they learn when they go against Larry Fitzgerald for the first time in August in training camp, and they see him for the first time?
That is a real-life video game. That, you know, he can, anything in his radius, anything in his wingspan of his radius is a catch. So that's one of the things I know for corners is very hard, is when you think the ball is overthrown or it's not right on the money, it's a catch for him. I mean, that's really the thing that sets him apart from, I think, any other receiver.
Speaking of Patrick Peterson, we're going to get to him next and the secondary of the Cardinals defense. First, a reminder, if you want to win a road trip with the Cards, how about $1 million cash as well? Enter St. Joe's Health and Wealth Raffle for your chance to be the big winner. Go to healthwealthraffle.org. That's healthwealthraffle.org. More with Adrian Wilson and Kerry Rhodes on the Big Red Rage presented by Santan Ford.
Rivers is back to throw. Pass is near side. Picked off Peterson. Patrick Peterson, 20 to the 10. Peterson to the house. Touchdown, rookie.
Coach told me from the beginning he kind of wanted to spoon feed me because it's definitely different from college. You know, you got to grow up fast now. You got to grow up on the fly. But it's going to be a fun opportunity. I can't wait to get out there and really, really go out there and showcase my talent.
All right, fifth pick overall in the 2011 NFL Draft, Patrick Peterson. And yes, he will be in the starting lineup Sunday at sold-out University of Phoenix Stadium, Cardinals in Carolina. It is the Big Red Rage presented by Santan Ford. And yes, we are honored to have the brand-new host, Kerry Rhodes, Adrian Wilson. Last year, and once again, just the safety sort of disguising the coverage like they did a year ago, interchangeable. So, guys, all right, early impressions. Forget the fact he's actually here in attendance. Early impressions there, Kerry Rhodes, on Patrick Peterson.
Yeah. I think physically he's one of the most gifted guys I've seen at the position. I mean, he's a big guy. I think he's bigger than what people think he is as well. I think he's a big guy, long arms, can transition, turn. I mean, just all the things you want in a top corner, he has all those skills. So now it's about the intangibles, learning the game, learning splits, learning what receivers like to do. I mean, once he learns that, he's going to be mentioned with one of the best, I think.
Have you made a concerted effort to say anything? What do you tell? I mean, some of the rookies, especially in the defensive secondary there, Adrian, did you tell him anything different just because he's the fifth pick overall in the draft?
You don't really tell him anything just because I think his draft position, you know, comes with a certain amount of responsibility. And, you know, for me, I love how the kid, his composure. You know, he's so composed. You know, nothing really gets him up or down. And that's one of the things that I think is probably one of his best attributes is him being able to be composed and not let things kind of get under his skin. So if he can keep that with him for the rest of his career, then, you know, the sky's the limit for him.
Because usually, I mean, for a corner, you sort of learn that a little later in your career, right? I mean, to be able to manage your emotions and have that short memory as a rookie?
I mean, I think so, but I think he comes from a good pedigree, too. I mean, you know, he has family that plays in the league. And, you know, I think he's just all around well-rounded kid. So when you combine all those things with him being a good football player, you know, it can really elevate his game later on in his career.
So how much do you guys have to talk to him, if at all, during the game? I mean, is there going to be in-game instruction and tutoring, if you will?
I'm not worried about him. You worried about him?
I'm not worried about him. But, I mean, there's going to be times where you might have to, you know, tell him just calm down. I mean, I'm sure, like, it's going to be his first game, so he's gonna have some nerves. So just make sure, you know, to come in and just play the way he plays and just be himself. Like he said, he's a composed guy. So I don't think it's going to be much needed to say to him.
All right, I'll take the hit for the media again. At the other cornerback position is A.J. Jefferson. And Ken Wisenhunt was asked each and every week about A.J. Jefferson still being a starter on the depth chart. Here we are, week one, and he's starting. How does he go from undrafted rookie a year ago to starter? What makes A.J. Jefferson, how is he, I mean, that's a rapid ascent, and all of a sudden he's running with the ones.
Oh, it's probably because he was undrafted. Is that why?
I'm asking. It was a surprise, I think, to a lot
media,
of people.
You media guys don't give the undrafted guys any credit whatsoever. I mean, just because they go undrafted doesn't mean they can't play. I mean, A.J. Jefferson, in my opinion, is a hell of a player. I don't know about Kerry, but he's a hell of a player, in my opinion.
I agree. And you guys are going to be shocked. No, you're laughing, but you're going to be shocked at what he does this year. I think he's... We had a lot of belief in him last year. I mean, he couldn't really get on the field last year with the guys we had, but the talent that he showed in practice and showed in the time that he had to show it, I mean, he's one of the most talented guys as well.
See, what I do is, if you're noticing this, Kerry, is I try and cheese Adrian off, and then I get the best sound bites. I get the best answers when he gets mad at me.
Hey, I'm not mad. I just keep it real.
He's on the roll. He's on the roll right now, Paul. You better leave him alone. He's on the roll right now.
I got a pocket full of bullets.
So tell us about this defense. And, you know, Ray Horton was asked, okay, he said it when he did his first interview, you know, months ago. And he said, hey, we're going to blitz on the very first play. They asked him again this week, and he said, yeah, we're going to pressure. That's what we do. I don't care if they know it. How often? I mean, is this going to look a lot like the Steelers defense? What's it going to look
nothing.
Like? Huh? Anything?
I mean, Ray is
that
Ray.
Doesn't go into the game plan, does it? Just give us a sense. No. Hit zoom out, macro, big picture.
No, Ray is Ray. Like, I mean, he comes into meetings, he says what he says, and he drops a mic and walks out.
It is so hilarious. Every time he does it, I just look over at him like this. Oh, you can't see me out there if you listen on the radio, but I look over to him like this.
Yeah.
And it is hilarious.
So there's a method to the madness. He's got a game plan, something he's going to say and drop on you guys like every meeting?
No, that's how he is.
Okay.
It's not even.
It's not premeditated. It's just.
I don't think so. He comes in. All right, guys. I'm trying to do my impression now. Hold on.
Here we go. Right. Ray Horton.
Okay, this is Ray Horton. Okay. Hey, guys. Okay. We're going to do this right here. Okay, we're going to pressure. If he runs, so what? Tackle him. Okay. Now we're done. Okay, now let's go to the next meeting. I'll see you later. Bye.
He is. He's so matter of fact. With the media, he's just matter of fact. They're like, okay, Cam Newton Heisman race. Like, yeah, he's got a big trophy on his shelf. Who cares? I mean, they, you know, he's just back and forth. He has these little just succinct retorts to the media.
It's great. Yeah.
It is. It's entertaining. It's refreshing.
But you know what you're going to get from him every day. Ray, I mean, he's going to be the same guy. Even in a game, this game situation when the live bullets are going, he's going to be the same guy. And you like to play for a guy like that.
Speaking of Coach Horton in a game, he did a little game with the defense throughout the preseason. He told us about it on the air. Two truths and a lie. It was a little game show and he got to know your personality. Who'd like to go first? Two truths and a lie. What did you guys offer up?
I don't really remember. That was a while ago.
Come on.
I mean, we can do a new one if you want to do a new one after the break. But you go first.
Nobody wants to hear my two truths and a lie.
It's going to be on you first.
You asked.
This would be a good time to remind everyone. It's the Room Store's Ultimate Fan Cave Giveaway. Register to win a 7-piece living room with a 55-inch flat screen at any Room Store location. He did share with us one player got up there and said he had two wives at one point in his life. And he said that was supposed to be a fact. It was supposed to be true that a guy actually had two wives at one point. He didn't name names who that
breathing.
Was. So I'm not sure how that. Yeah, exactly.
How did that happen?
Will Cam Newton be breathing by the time week one is over? That is next. It is the Big Red Rage with Adrian Wilson and Kerry Rhodes, presented by Santan Ford.
Cam Newton claps his hands. He's ready for the snap. He has it. Shockey in the pattern quickly. Newton looks at him. Has it. Touchdown, Panthers.
Well, we've looked at all their film. We went back and looked at college film, and the kid's a talented kid that we're going to respect, but we're going to respect him with pressure.
We ain't sitting back, but we shooting bullets. And it's a whole bunch of them. They coming from a whole bunch of places. And it's good. It's good because we're not sitting back letting teams dictate. They have to stop us.
There you go. Darnell Dockett, who's a regular in the Big Red Rage, and Ray Horton, the brand-new defensive coordinator, the aforementioned Ray Horton there. It is the Big Red Rage, presented by Santan Ford, Kerry Rhodes, and Adrian Wilson. Any chance the game plan this week is called Open Up a Can on Cam? Any chance that might be the name of the game plan, gentlemen?
That was corny.
Open up a can on Cam.
On Cam. What do you think about? I mean, first of all, he's a rookie quarterback. Second of all, he's a rookie quarterback making his first ever start. Let's put it this way. Whether it's Cam or any other rookie quarterback, in week one of his rookie season, he doesn't know what he doesn't know. Because all he's seen is vanilla defenses, right?
You're right.
Is there truth to that?
You're right. But I'm sure they've also prepped for what Ray has been around since he's the D coordinator, and he was with Pittsburgh. So I'm sure they prepped him a little bit as much as they can for a short week. And he's going to see some things he hasn't seen, but we'll leave it that way.
Of course, Ray Horton made the point that Ben Roethlisberger went nearly undefeated his rookie year. So, I mean, I imagine they're going to come out and try and do him a solid by running the ball if they can, obviously. Take the pressure off the quarterback, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty certain of that. I mean, from the times I think that we played them, I think Carolina's averaged 150 yards rushing or something like that every time they played us. So, obviously, that's going to be their game plan to have two very good running backs. So, you know. We'll stop the run, and we'll make our plays.
So if I was a D coordinator and I was going to put a spy on an athletic guy like Cam Newton, I'd probably go with one of my two safeties who both have the size and the speed. What are the odds you know, you guys might have an extra eye on Cam Newton on Sunday? No comment?
No. Don't believe that one either.
How about a comment on this week? This is the second straight year you guys have opened in week one against the number one pick in the draft. Of course, a year ago, right? It was Sam Bradford. And I don't need a reminder here that you were the NFC Defensive Player of the Week. You had two picks. You had a sack. You had the blocked field goal as well. And I don't know. Is that motivating at all? I mean, is that anything that you think carries over to this season? I mean, I don't know. You look back on that at all, Adrian?
I mean, it's disappointing because those are my only stats of the whole year. So if that's what you're trying to get to,
I know I'm then, asking
then,
you.
Then you did.
He did. He said you came out with a bang.
So
and then what else, Paul? What else?
I'm saying that maybe you know you had something special for the rookie quarterback. Is there anything you can take away from that game?
Kerry had an interception for you know.
Well, you as well, Kerry. You're
50-something yard return, and he got tripped up by the turf. But we ain't gonna, you won't talk about that. You know, you won't talk about that.
Yeah.
It's cool.
I see.
Because I'm hosting with him now. You can't do me like that.
Yeah, you're right.
Is that true, by the way, when you guys went back and looked at the game film? Was that the turf monster that got you, Kerry?
No. It was 85 plays that got me.
I see.
Yeah. You got a point there.
That's not bad.
I apologize.
Oh, my gosh. So when you go against Carolina on Sunday. I mean, you guys, you know the running backs pretty well, right, Dub? I mean, you know, between D'Angelo Williams and Jonathan Stewart, I mean, it's going to be a 1-2 punch. I mean, they're going to try that until it doesn't work, right?
Yeah, it's not going to work. I mean, I'm just keeping real with you. I mean, you know, I think we're very determined. We're a very determined group as opposed to what we were last year. I think everybody's on the same page. I think the defense suits what we do. So, you know, it's going to be fun, and, you know, we're going to go out there, and we're going to stop the run. And like I said, we're just going to play ball. I mean, Kerry, just...
Paul, I mean, it's like what he's saying right now. I mean...
Yeah, translate that for me.
Even, like, individually, the scheme of our defense fits all of our guys individually. Like, me and Adrian, we're both interchangeable. We can move around, which is great for the defense. We got cover corners that can corner. That can cover.
Mm-hmm.
We got guys up front that can make plays. The linebackers can run, make plays. So we're very excited as a group to actually put a whole game plan out there where we're coming after people and we're not just vanilla all the time and we can mix some things up. So it's going to be fun to actually see all that put together game one.
How about 58? Is it going to be fun to watch Darrell Washington this year? He looks like he's poised for a breakout season. Yeah? I got a nod out of Kerry. How about you, Adrian?
Oh,
your guy, Darrell Washington. You know,
yeah, he's gonna have a good year. I think our defense collectively is gonna have a good year. I mean, it's not about individuals. It's about the team concept. It's about team defense. You know, and I think I think individually, there's gonna be some players gonna have good years based off of what the team does.
How about props to Paris Leonard? Got voted a team captain today. Not bad, huh?
He's won the good one.
Paris is a 13-time black belt champion in jiu-jitsu. So why wouldn't you? You
know, I see.
Why wouldn't you vote him as a captain?
He speaks, we listen. We're like, yeah, okay, Paris, you're right. Yeah, you're great.
You know, we're going to have a special ceremony on Sunday, and we're going to have a chance to listen to what Pat Tillman had to say the day after 9/11. That is next on the Big Red Rage, presented by Santan Ford with Adrian Wilson and Kerry Rhodes.
Wow! Off comes the helmet of the intended receiver as he gets crushed back there by Pat Tillman.
It's hard because we play football, you know, and it just seems so dim. It is so unimportant compared to everything that has taken place. But if going out on the field and somebody on TV watching the national anthem and realizing that we're moving on, even if it is something as stupid as football, it is progress in the right direction. If it means anything, that's, you know, something.
That is Pat Tillman the day after 9/11, and speaking about football and its place, and obviously that was telling based on the decision he made to walk away from football and a multi-million dollar contract. It is a Big Red Rage presented by Santan Ford. Kerry Rhodes, Paul Calvisi, and former teammate of Pat Tillman, Adrian Wilson, is up on stage here at Marley's in Chandler. And what do you think of when you hear Pat's voice? What do you think of when there's going to be a special ceremony on Sunday, and there'll be a there'll be a moment of silence? There's going to be the live video on the scoreboard, the playing of taps from Arlington National Cemetery. What comes to mind when we mention Pat Tillman?
I don't think it's like words. You know, it's not a group of words that you can use to kind of describe, you know, what he did or, you know, anything that happened on that day. So, you know, to say that it's going to be an emotional time would be the ultimate
understatement
whatsoever. So, you know, I think, you know, the emotions are going to be flowing, and, you know, the realness of it, I think, kind of hits home. So, you know, we'll deal with it and have to deal with our emotions as well.
The time you spend in New York, I don't know, does that heighten your awareness or how poignant Sunday will be for you?
Yeah, I know. New York still thinks about it now. I mean, you can't help but do it. I mean, the big spaces where the towers used to be is still there. People walk by it every day like a memorial. I mean, it's especially around this time. It's very emotional because a lot of those families and people are still missing loved ones right now. I think with the plan of this sport, of this game, it helps to alleviate some of the pain, especially when you see a band of brothers come together as a team. And I think that's one of the things that really helps get by. I think when we actually played that first game after it happened, you can see the emotion. You see all the fire department. You can see the police department, especially in New York, how excited they were for us to get back out there and play this game that we love for them. And I think they saw the love there.
You know, memory serves, Adrian, your rookie year. I mean, there were a lot of guys who didn't offer a lot of help to the rookie, Adrian Wilson, but Pat Tillman was the exception, wasn't he, rookie year?
I mean, Pat was just himself. I mean, that's kind of the thing that I kind of appreciated about him. It wasn't, you know, not one thing that he did. It was, you know, he was being Pat. And I think I respected that more than anything, you know. And, you know, obviously, I think, you know, everybody know once you draft a young guy or somebody at your position, then, you know, the clock is ticking. And he never shied away from, you know, teaching me things and, you know, showing me the playbook back then. So, you know, he was just himself. That was, if anybody does that, that's one thing that you can respect about anybody is they were being themselves.
Will you make a point to tell your kids about Pat Tillman when they're old enough? Will you pull them aside?
No question. I mean, especially my sons. I mean, just being a father and, you know, Pat being a father, being a husband, that's something that, you know, you have to tell kids about things that happened that were, you know, important in your lifetime. So, you know, whenever they come across things like that, then they'll know how to handle it and they'll respect it a lot more.
On that day, you actually came in the facility. It was an off day, right? Cardinals had an off day, and you actually came in and were working out?
Yeah, it was off day, and it was empty, you know. At the time, I didn't really understand the importance of what was happening until, you know, later on. So, you know, it was a sad moment. And like I said, words can't really explain it. And that's something that I kind of still feel now. You can't really explain what happened or put those things into words.
You know, we'll feel it when Jordan Sparks sings that national anthem. That's a prediction on Sunday before the game. We'll be back to wrap up this edition of the Big Red Rage presented by Santan Ford. Official start of the NFL season in our mind. Forget what's going on at Lambeau. It is the Big Red Rage presented by Santan for the week one edition. Yes, Paul Calvisi joined by Kerry Rhodes and Adrian Wilson. And let me get this straight there, Kerry. You fielded a call from the host of the Oscars. So it's been a big week for you in more ways than one. Tell us about what it looks like. What's that feeling like when your phone lights up and it says Eddie Murphy? Is that what it actually said on your cell phone?
Yeah.
It says Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
So you had to take that call, I imagine.
I took it, and I was hearing word that he was, I was getting word from him that he was hosting the Oscars. And he asked me that I want to come and be a part of it and maybe even present something. So,
nice.
So, I mean, I told him, I was like, if my schedule permits it, I will do it.
I see. You semi-big time, Eddie Murphy.
A little bit.
Okay.
But, it was a good thing.
I know it takes a lot for you, Adrian, to be impressed, you know, name dropping and stuff. But come on, Eddie Murphy, that's got to move the meter with you a little bit, huh?
I mean, that's big time. The only famous person I got on my phone is my AC guy.
You're an AC guy. I mean. You should have called him before this show. You've been mopping yourself off.
Man, what's underneath my shirt right now is so nasty.
I see. Have you been helping him out with his Twitter account, by the way, Kerry? Have you been helping him out? You've been doing this a long time, you know.
He's been doing it. He took it and ran with it. I never thought he would get on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he hit me up and like, you got me. I'm on it now. So it was a glorious day when I saw Adrian Wilson on Twitter.
You know, he keeps it real on a multimedia platform, whether it's the Big Red Rage last season or now Twitter. You know,
I'm just trying not to get kicked off. Hey, but fans, y'all really do. Y'all support Kerry. Y'all show him a good time. You know, I give this man all the credit to come out here and do this show and really expose himself and put himself out there. So be very supportive of him.
Absolutely. Very fitting that we go from Adrian Wilson to Kerry Rhodes, just like the Cardinals will on defense. And we are off and running the Big Red Rage presented by Santan Ford at Marley's in Chandler. Thanks, guys.
You've been listening to the Big Red Rage with Kerry Rhodes.
To the outside 10, Rhodes to the 5, touchdown!
The Rage is brought to you by Santan Ford. Santan Ford and the Arizona Cardinals. We do this together. University of Phoenix, the official education partner of the Arizona Cardinals. And by Bud Light, the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. This has been an exclusive presentation of the Arizona Cardinals Football Club.